Yes, hi. May I speak to Aline Pratt?
Hold on one second. Let me go and get her. Hold on.
Thank you.
R, honey, it's for you, sweetie. Phone call for you, baby. Hello?
Yes, hi, Aline. My name is Naftali with Family First Care.
Yes.
Yes, hi. I just want to inform you that you got approved for the waiver with the county's office for
Okay.
home care. So I've called Malika. Malika will be the caregiver.
Okay.
And we just need to call into UPMC to find out who the service coordinator is. So basically, they will assign a service coordinator, and she will come down to assess how many hours you need.
Okay.
So in order to do that, we're going to call them together to UPMC if you can wait on the line, so they'll be able to give us the service coordinator information, okay?
Okay.
Just hold a moment.
Community Health Choices. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded.
Important reminder, all providers must revalidate the medical assistance, UPMC for kids, and Community Health Choices enrollment of each service location every 5 years. Providers should log into Promise to check the revalidation dates of each service location and submit revalidation applications at least 60 days prior to the revalidation dates.
If you are calling today as a member, press 1. If you are calling as a health care, we welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey. Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will assist you. All agents are busy assisting other customers, but we're doing our best to answer your call as soon as we can. Please hold. Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thanks for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. My name is Jada. How can I help you today?
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care. I have one of your clients on the line, Aline Pratt. So she got approved for the waiver. She would like to know who the service coordinator is, so she should be able to schedule the assessment for hours.
Okay. I'd be happy to speak with the member. Can you connect them on the line so I can get them verified?
Yes, she's here.
Okay, hi. My name is Jada with UPMC. I'm on a recorded line. Can you verify your name and birthday for me?
Arlene Pratt, January 31st, 1972.
Okay. And can you verify your full address and phone number on file?
5300 Master Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19131. 445-304-9707.
I am sorry, that phone number is not matching. Is there another you can try?
It's my daughter's phone number. I don't have her number at this present moment with me. It's a 267
okay.
number.
Do you want to try it?
Oh, my God.
If you're speaking about Malika's number, I have it on file over here. So it's 267-819-5796.
Arlene, you would have to be the one to give me all the information to verify the account.
Okay, so then go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, can you accept that for now? Because I'm in the bed. They just called me.
No, ma'am, I cannot.
All right, wait a minute.
In order to verify your account, you would have to answer my verify question.
Hold on. Damn.
And do you want to designate Naftali to speak about your personal health information on today's call?
Yes.
Are there any limitations on the information or issues he may handle?
No.
As a reminder, this verbal authorization is valid for this call only. You can designate a personal representative through the member site portal, which will remain on your account for up to 2 years. And then you were needing help with the waiver program. What question did you have about that?
So she got approved for the waiver, I think it was a few days ago. She would like to know who the service coordinator is, so she wants to schedule the assessment as well and get hours.
Okay. Okay, let me connect with service coordination. Hold on one moment. Arlene, you have Brianne, who's going to be taking over. I'm going to drop off, but you both have a good day.
Before you drop off, can you change that phone number on my account, please? Hello?
Yes, Miss Arlene?
Yes.
I think she may have already dropped off.
Okay.
So my name is Brianna. I'm with the Service Coordination Department. I understand you need to get a message over to your service coordinator.
Yes, so I'm with her on the line. My name is Naftali from Family First Care. So she wants to know who the service coordinator is, so she want to schedule the assessment for hours.
Okay, so I'm going to have to talk to Miss Arlene and get permission to speak with you.
Yes, you can talk to him.
Miss Arlene, I do need you to verify your whole account. Can I please have your date of birth, address, and telephone?
5300 Market Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19191931. What else you need?
Your date of birth and your phone.
January 31st, 1972. My phone number is 445-304-9707. They need to change the number that they have on my account. That's my daughter's phone number. That's not my phone number.
Okay, what's your daughter's phone number? I will make sure to send it up to management now to get it switched over.
Can you give her the number, please?
I did hear you ask. I heard you ask the other lady.
Yes, can you give her the number, please? Because I don't like looking it back up on my phone. Can he give you the number for me, please?
Yeah.
Sir, it's 267-819-5796.
All right, and Ms. Arlene, you give me permission to speak on behalf of your account with, I'm sorry, sir, what was your name?
Naftali.
Can you spell that for me?
N as Nancy, A, F as Father, T as Tom, A-L-I.
Okay, Naftali.
Correct.
All right, you give me permission to speak with Naftali on your behalf today?
Yes.
Okay. So the service coordinator is Sean Orr.
Okay.
Last name O-R-R.
Okay, and do you have any phone number or email address?
I can provide you with the email, but they don't provide us with telephone numbers.
Okay.
Let me pull him up. Okay. Give me 1 second, because he's still green, so I'm not sure if that means he's still here or if Teams just hasn't caught up with the fact that he clocked out.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, he's already clocked out for the day. He was just finishing up some things for the end of the day. He did say he will return your call tomorrow morning with an update. Now, Ms. Arlene, can I please have your current number?
445-304-9707.
Okay. All right, I'm sending this over to management now. This is your primary, and is it a mobile?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To her primary and mobile. All right, that is getting updated right now as we speak. And I also am going to go ahead and get this message sent up to your service coordinator, so that she can call you back in the morning to set up this an appointment for an assessment for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and are you able to provide me the email address?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do a whole bunch of things here at once, sorry.
No,
the address, the email address is orrst@upmc.edu, and his name is Sean Orr, S-E-A-N is his first name.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat it. So it's O-R-R-S-T at UPMC.
No, S-T. S-T, T as in Tom.
Okay, so it's O-R-R-S-T at upnc.edu.
Correct, yep.
Okay, so I'll also send them an email, and I appreciate your help today.
Absolutely. Is there anything else I can do for the both of you?
Nope.
All right, well, I want to thank you both for calling UPMC Service Coordination. There is a survey at the end of the call, and I hope you both enjoy your evening.
Thank you. Okay, so I guess the coordinator will call back tomorrow. So once they call back, I guess we'll connect you, and you'll be able to schedule an assessment with them. So hopefully soon, Malika will be able to, you know, take care of you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much as well. Bye.